Good morning, everyone. My name's Gil. Really glad to be here. And I'm going to put a timer on so I don't keep you all morning. You'll thank me later. All right. I think I'm ready. Yes, yes. Good. Yes, sorry. Hi, I'm Gil. Nice to meet you all. I'm with Rochelle. We're from New Hope. Just a privilege to be with you guys this morning. Really, really glad. So my role and my place at New Hope is to take care of generations, which is kids, youth, young adults. I just feel lucky to be doing that. A little bit about me. I have a wife. I have a little two-year-old daughter, and I got another one on the way in Feb. For all the applause, please be praying for us too. Because I see a few families here, and I hear two's crazy. Yes? Will I survive? Anyone, give me something, please. Yeah, Rochelle's got 600 of them, don't you? They've taken up the back row over there. And anyway, so that's a little bit about me, and just really grateful to be here this morning. And you're in luck, I feel, because I take sort of care of youth and stuff, and these... I'm conditioned to have really short messages, right? So we're not going to be here super long. It's going to be short, to the point, and we get out to morning tea early. Does that sound okay? Amen? All right, let me pray for us. We have some things to pray about for our hearts, for the Word of God to be transforming us, and maybe most importantly, the Wallabies, as they verse wail. So let's pray. Jesus, we just hand our time over to you this morning. We sit under your word. We just want to submit ourselves to it. We believe it's living and active, and there's something for us this morning. Lord, so help our souls be still. Help our minds be ready. Help our hearts to be open as we come and hear from your word and be encouraged. Lord, we pray for our community, our time together, our fellowship, that will just be edifying and glorifying to you. And Lord, we pray for a miracle in France. We just pray that the Wallabies win. We pray that we get through the group stages. We pray that we go all the way to the final and hold up the William Webb Ellis Cup. We declare that over our national team. In Jesus' name, amen. Hope that's not too inappropriate. Yeah, cricketers need a bit of help. Well, it's funny enough, right? Like, I'm a big rugby fan. That was my thing growing up. But funnily enough, me and Hamish used to play AFL together. Don't ask Hamish about my AFL career because it was not good. It only lasted 2 years. It's very much Israel Folau-esque, right? There's a lot of hype about Gil coming to play AFL, but really, like, fell flat. Obviously, with the stature I hold, you can imagine AFL's not really my sport. I don't know why I thought I could do it. Anyway, we digress. We have a message. We have a Bible to read, and we have a message to encourage us this morning. This morning, the title of the message is this: A Child at Heart. A Child at Heart. Like I mentioned, I have a 2-year-old at home, and there's parts of that are amazing, so cute, so fun. But there's other parts where I'm in a position where I really hope she grows up a little. 2:30 yesterday, well, this morning, because she's just in that phase of not sleeping so well. And I'm like, I just can't wait till you grow up a little bit and you can go to bed and stay asleep and, you know, carry on like that. I'm just looking forward to the moment where she grows up a little bit. She could, like, not spill the yogurt all over the place and it actually, like, make its way into her mouth and that's where it stays, right? Yeah? There's different parts and areas of our life where we want to grow up. We want to move forward. Yes? Yeah? It's something that we wish. As a teenager, we probably wanted that. You know, I can't wait till we can grow up, get our peas, get our car, get our license, go out, hang out, you know, maybe go to that concert that's, you know, over 18s only. Or what? there's a sense in which in our life we want to grow up, want to move forward. It's funny, I was reading some research recently by McCrindle, who were talking about growing up, the phenomenon of people entering into adulthood, and things have actually changed. The key markers generations ago that meant you became an adult or entered adulthood is now very much experienced differently for generations to come. The idea of graduating school and getting married and having kids and owning property, and these were all the markers of adulthood, yes? And we're seeing this development of those things sort of staggering out longer. So growing up is taking a longer time than it used to. For the generations to come, and it's actually taking more years to achieve these milestones, so to speak. Right? And today, I want to encourage us to be like these generations who are taking a little bit longer. I want to encourage you to stay young at heart, to stay as a child at heart, because the kingdom of God is for those who have a childlike heart. Not for those who are childish, but for those who have a childlike heart. And we got a sub out? Okay. Look at me go. I've already gone through one mic. We're only 6 minutes in, friends. This is going to be an expensive message, isn't it? So, stay young at heart, church. Stay young at heart. Be encouraged to be childlike. That's what the kingdom of God is like. And I'm going to read just a few verses from Matthew chapter 19, which I think gives an indication in what Jesus has for those who stay young at heart, who stay like a child, who stay in a place of dependency on the Heavenly Father. So we enter the story of Matthew, like I said, in chapter 19. And the context of Matthew is this. Matthew is wanting to have his readers understand this is what the Messiah, this is who the Messiah is, and this is what his kingdom is like. Right? So early on in the book of Matthew, it's all like, as the prophecy said this, like Jesus is legit. Yeah? And then later on, he's saying, because Jesus is legit, we have to listen to what his saying, and this is what his kingdom looks like, and this is what the Messiah is building. And we're in that stage, and Jesus is on his way into Jerusalem. He's just talked about a whole bunch of things and given what the kingdom of God looks like in so many different areas. He's talked about healings, he's talked about marriage, he's talked about all these different things. And on the way, he gets stopped by some children, and this is what happens. Verse 13, it says this. Then children were brought to him that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hands on them and went away. Now this verse, these verses, this passage, you would usually say, okay, Jesus, if Jesus was here, he would sign up for the kids' ministry, right? He would be the youth group leader. Jesus loves young people. Yes, absolutely. And as a person who takes care of kids' ministry and youth ministry, sign up for it. They always need more leaders. They need more people investing in the generations. Be that person. But like I was saying before, this part is painting a picture of what the kingdom of God looks like. That childlike people, people who are willing to come to their Heavenly Father and allow the Father to be the Father, are going to inherit the kingdom of God. And there's four things I want to encourage you in. If you stay childlike, if you stay like a child at heart, Jesus will do four things for you. Just like in this story here, Jesus will do four things. The first thing Jesus will do for you is he will minister to you. Jesus ministers to these young people. We start backwards here a little bit. And he lay his hands and they went away. So young people come to Jesus, children come to Jesus, and Jesus actually ministers to their issues. Jesus can minister to you. Jesus has the answer for your problems. Those wounds in your heart, Jesus is the one who is going to deal with them. You cannot be self-sufficient in the kingdom of God. You cannot pull yourself up by bootstraps and move on in the kingdom of God. You can't figure it out by yourself. You need Jesus to minister to you. And friends, let me tell you, that is the place I want to be. I have some things in my life where I need Jesus to minister to me. And I believe that there's people here in this room today who have things that they have been trying to deal with by themselves and need to hear this word this morning that Jesus needs to minister to your heart. There needs to be a space for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to lay his hands on you. Lay his hands on you. On your circumstance. Lay his hands on your finances. Lay his hands on your family that's broke. Lay his hands on the job stuff. Lay his hands on the syndicate. Jesus needs to minister to you. That's what's on offer in the kingdom of God. Jesus isn't just the Messiah who parades himself and is a politician. Jesus is a minister. And Jesus needs to minister to your heart. And those who have a childlike faith, who come and are a child before Jesus will be ministered to. The second thing that we see here is that Jesus actually advocates for the young people. He advocates for them. What do I mean by this? Jesus stands up for those who can't stand up for themselves. Jesus stops the disciples. Now, Jesus loves the disciples, yeah? Like, these are second in command, two I see. And Jesus is willing to challenge them on this and say, hey, don't send the children away. Don't push them away. Remember, Jesus is on a mission to get to Jerusalem to do, you know, the significant stuff of salvation there. There's probably a lot of reason to say, hey, kids, just back off for a second. Jesus has to go save the world, right? But Jesus says, no, stop. There is a place for these people. Let the children come to me and do not hinder them. Let the children come to me and don't hinder them. Childlike faith requires us to have a sense in which we allow Jesus to advocate for us. We don't need to stand up for ourselves. You know, there's a lot of conversation about standing up for ourselves and the autonomy of self, and we have Jesus as our representation. Let that be an encouragement to you today, that Jesus advocates for you. Just look at the book of Hebrews. Go to Hebrews and we see we have a great high priest who knows us and loves us and stands before the Father and pleads righteousness for us. Right? Jesus is an advocate for those who have childlike faith. When we stay in the childlike wonder and a child at heart, Jesus advocates for us. He steps up for us. He represents us. He looks after us. Jesus stands up for those who are childlike in faith. And any sort of attempt to shut down or move away or push to the side, Jesus stands against that. Be encouraged that Jesus does that for you. He doesn't just save you, but he honors you. He represents you. He cherishes you and he pulls you up. He doesn't push you aside like others may do. Some of us might be standing here today feeling pushed aside. Forgotten. In a place where we don't feel that we're represented or have a voice or have a place or have any sort of standing. Maybe it's in family, maybe it's in community, maybe it's here at church. Well, let me tell you that Jesus stands for you. He holds you up in high esteem. Right, we learned that Jesus ministers to us. Jesus represents and advocates for us. The third thing that I think we see in this this passage is that Jesus actually gives ownership of the kingdom to those who have childlike faith. He gives ownership. This is not just a place for you to rent. The kingdom of God isn't just for you to have a go and leave and not have any sort of sense of ownership over it. The kingdom of God is owned by those who have childlike faith. You know, that's such a key way to say it, I believe. You know, Jesus really meant his words. For to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. It belongs to those who have childlike faith. It belongs to those who are lowly. It belongs. There's ownership, right? Now, I don't know about you, but like owning things is very different to renting things. Yes? I can see some of the young families being like, yeah, I get that right now. For sure, right? Ownership is very different to renting or borrowing. And there's a sense in which maybe we feel that way about the kingdom, what God is doing here, that we feel okay to come and to keep things moving as they always have or to play a part, but not necessarily take ownership of it ourselves. And I want to encourage you that there are people here who need to hear this, that there is gifts and talents and ideas and initiatives and ministries that you have to start and you have to own and you have to bring to the table because God has placed it on your life for good works that he's planned in advance for you to do. You have an ownership. You have a stake in the kingdom of God here and now today. You're not just here to do things as they've always been done, to rent a space and just to play along what's always been. You have new, fresh, wonderful things to contribute to the kingdom of God. There is space and permission for you to do that. Jesus gives you that, right? Jesus gives you space and permission and ownership to bring heaven on earth here and now. And finally, the last thing that I think we see Jesus do for those who have childlike faith. He actually gives them priority. He gives them priority. So Jesus ministers, Jesus advocates, Jesus gives ownership, and finally Jesus gives priority to those who have childlike faith. Like I mentioned before, Jesus is on his way to save the world. You could probably forgive him for saying, hey, kids, not right now. Got some big stuff on the boiler. Let me just get to Jerusalem. But Jesus actually stops. He's resolute on entering Jerusalem. We know this, but he stops. He's interruptible. He breaks stride from where he's heading in order to minister to the young people. But Jesus is not too busy for you. You actually have priority in his life. Is anyone encouraged by that? That Jesus actually prioritizes you. You can go to him at any time and with anything. And Jesus not only gives you that space, he loves when you do that. Now, I've been reading a book lately. It's called Gentle and Lowly, and it talks about the heart of Christ, the heart of Jesus. And it's exploring like the old Puritans and their theology around the heart of Jesus. And there's this incredible chapter which talks about this idea that Jesus not only like saves us, he loves to save us. Like that's who he is. And so when you allow him to save, when you come to him, it brings Jesus the greatest joy. Right? It brings Jesus the greatest joy when you come and ask him to be your savior and to solve things and to hear your prayers and to deal with your issues. That brings Jesus an immense amount of joy. Jesus is interruptible for you. He's not going to roll his eyes. It's not out of obligation because he should do that. That's who he is. He loves to be interrupted by you. He prioritizes your circumstance and your situation and he lends his ear to your prayers. When you are childlike in faith and in heart, you have Jesus' attention. Nothing is too small. Nothing is in the way. Nothing is a burden. Jesus loves to prioritize your circumstance, your issues. And so I hope you're encouraged by this morning. I hope you see in this small little passage that Jesus brings immensely wonderful things to those who have a childlike faith. Right? There is a beautiful acceptance of a gift when we have a childlike faith. There's great stuff for us. When we try and be self-sufficient, it all falls apart. You miss out on these things. And so, as we wrap up, I want to encourage us to stay young. I want us to head out into the week with a childlike mindset. Yeah? I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to wrap this up, and I think we've got another song. I might invite the team up now as we pray. And we're going to live young this week. Is that okay? So let's pray. Yeah, I see it. I love it. It's good. We're going to live young. We're going to have a heart that is postured to Jesus in a way that holds ourselves as childlike. Some of us need to be reminded that Jesus is our minister. Some of us need to be encouraged that Jesus is actually going to advocate for us. Some of us need to step up and into owning the kingdom of God and not shying away from what the Lord has prepared for us. Some of us need to come and just be restful and reminded that we're Jesus' priority. So let me pray around each of these things. And I don't know what might be stirring in your heart, but I just encourage you just to receive that from Jesus this morning. To receive what you need to. I don't know what that posture looks like for you. Maybe it's open hands. Maybe it's just a nod. Maybe it's just a really whispered amen. But I'm just asking that this morning we can receive from Jesus, to be reminded to live young, to have a childlike faith, and to enter into our week knowing the kingdom of God is at hand, and those who are childlike in faith can receive it. Is that all right? Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for this little passage of scripture that has such an encouragement for us, your church. Lord, I really pray for anyone right now who needs to be ministered to. Jesus, would they just posture and position themselves ready to receive from you? Would you lay your hands, Jesus, on their circumstance? The brokenness they might find in their life, the chaos, the mess, the disaster, whatever it might be, Lord, would you just lay your hands like you did on those little children on the way to Jerusalem? Lord, thank you that we can trust your ministry. What you say is best. We know this. We believe it. Lord, thank you that you stand up, you represent, you advocate for those of childlike faith. Lord, I really pray for anyone who might be downtrodden, who might feel unseen, who might feel pushed aside, who might have a sense of feeling less than or not up to it or whatever it might be. Lord, I pray against those lies. I pray that they see the truth that you're their great high priest, pleading the blood over them constantly and joyfully, Lord. We pray for people who might not see themselves as beloved or as loved and received by you. Would you just encourage them, Lord, that you advocate for them? You don't just love them, but you stand up for them. Lord, I really pray that you might be stirring in some hearts right now around ownership of the kingdom. That there might be some things that are meant to be done, good works in this church and in this place that can only be done by those with childlike faith. Lord, would you just inspire and encourage and give vision and passion for people to do good works in this place, Lord. And I want to pray for anyone who might feel like they're not a priority, that they can't come to you, Lord. Would you just remind them again of the joy you feel when your children come and sit at your feet and bring their needs. Ask for help. Rely on you, Jesus. Would that be the type of people we are? And as we enter into our week, Jesus, would you encourage us in these truths? Would you help us to live young, to be a child at heart, to be in a place where we're not trying to push on and grow up and be self-sufficient, but we see the benefit and the fruit of what it means to be childlike in faith. We pray this in your powerful name, Jesus. Amen.